Holy Spirit, amen. Loving God and Father, we are entering very shortly the holy season of Lent, the time of purification, the time devoted especially to growing in holiness and growing closer to you. As an RCIA group, this time of the year starts to get very busy, very demanding on our time. We ask you to give us grace to be at peace with the many things we have to do and be able to, as today's gospel said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. A bunch of things now. We're going to get busy for the next several weeks. And there's going to have to be a little bit of juggling in the schedule, too. Not too much, but... So, next Sunday, March 5th, we meet as a group at the 7:30 Mass for the rite of sending. And I'm going to go over that now on what's going to be happening. If you have any speaking role at all, which I don't know if you do next week, it might be something like, what is your name? Does anybody need any help with that? Or can you handle that? Got to have that question. And if somebody should ask you, usually answers are obvious with the way we do this. If someone should say to you, do you believe in God? You know, the answer is, I do. Even they put everything, do you reject Satan? If they say that, I do, okay? So things are very, very simple, but we'll go over that. Okay, so next Sunday, March 5th, we meet at the 7:30 Mass for the rite of sending. So you're all going to be sent, so to speak, to St. Augustine to meet with the bishop at a rite called the rite of election. Okay? So you're going to be officially welcomed into the, well, if you haven't been baptized, so Lindsay, that's just you, into the order of catechumens, but then they modify the rite so that also those that are going to be confirmed have a piece in this too. So what does it all mean? Well, officially, for example, if you want to, let me put some gallows humor in here, once you go through that rite next week, Should you die before Easter, you're entitled to a full Catholic burial at that point. But that hasn't happened yet, and let's hope it doesn't happen, okay?
So it's a little perk.
It's a little bit of perk you're going to get. Yeah, you would be considered Catholic enough to get a Catholic funeral and all the rights and privileges that go with that. So, but before we get to the details of that, so we're not going to meet here at 9 a.m., okay? That's not going to happen next week because of our... when I wrote out this schedule, I think I mentioned last week, I was probably a little overly ambitious. You know, we're getting for the 7:30 Mass. We got to meet at 2 o'clock in St. Augustine at the cathedral. To have class is probably pushing it a bit much, you know, and I realize that now.
So
9 o'clock class. Now, starting next week... Unless I figure, and that's the other thing I want to talk about. By the way, I brought mine. Did you all get your invitation? Everybody got their invitation?
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody got one. You got one. You get one? You didn't get one.
What's it? An invitation for what?
Let me see. For next week. I'm pretty sure I...
Well, no, but I don't really, I'm not...
Yeah, but you're coming anyway. I mean,
yeah.
Okay,
thanks.
This goes with me. Okay. I don't need this.
Well, no. Do I need it?
No, but you can have it anyway. By the way, my wife said to me, I found this really nice rosary meditation. I got a really nice rosary meditation in the mail. Someone in RCIA might like it. So if anybody pass it around, anybody has a rosary meditation, it is yours for the taking. I wish I had more than one. I brought Nicole's book today too, but I don't see Nicole. I didn't bring, let's see. So next Sunday, March 5th, we're not going to meet here in this room at 9 o'clock because we won't have class. It's going to be travel to the cathedral. But as if you've been to Mass, as you've probably heard, by next week I'm going to see if I could possibly bilocate. And if I could do that, that problem is solved. If I could be in two places at once, it'll be great. But I have, Father Sebastian asked me to lead this discussion group on this book, The Lamb's Supper.
And that
happens at 10 o'clock in the shrine. So you're welcome to come to that. Okay? And then for the remaining weeks of Lent, we're going to have to adjust the schedule a little bit to accommodate that, you know. So, and that's going to be easy to do, actually, because as you see, there are a couple of things that we kind of need to do, but they're short in nature. There's the presentation of the Creed. There's the presentation of the Lord's Prayer. I have us down for praying the Stations of the Cross as a bunch of different things that that we do. And that is kind of brief in nature in a certain sense. So we'll be able to condense quite a few of those classes certainly into an hour. And then you're welcome to stay for the second hour for the discussion group. Okay. Now, we'll talk about that more. For next week, I primarily brought this for you. You don't need this, but I did bring a few copies. This is the seating plan for the cathedral.
Oh, who do I sit with since?
You're going to sit with that, with the group.
Okay.
You're going to sit with the group. For what it's worth, the people who run this thing, the Office of Christian Formation, this is a kind of a big and busy and hectic event for them. So they're going to be a little bit frazzled. Be prepared for them to be a little bit frazzled. But, there's assigned seating for us.
Where are we?
I think we're on the...
We're at the very bottom,
kind of cut off. Yeah, I didn't realize. I guess this is legal, and I didn't realize it. I just printed it off. I hit print, and I should have put legal. There we are on the bottom.
Good spot.
We are on the bottom. I didn't even look at that. I didn't even notice that we did that. And they don't even want to, you know, it's things like they don't want to let you in too early because they're running around and so forth. But you want to try to get there as early as you can because, you know, parking in St. Augustine is difficult.
There's no parking lot for the cathedral.
There's not, next right, if you're facing the cathedral, on the left there is a bank that on Sunday is closed, and that's, you could park the cathedral there. They allow the cathedral people to park there. But that fills up quickly. So, because it's a bank parking lot. It's not that big. There's also a public parking lot right there that, again, if you tell them you're here for the cathedral, for the ride, you park there for free. So otherwise, it's whatever they charge, $5, $10 parking.
Do you have an extra one?
Of that, no, I don't. I didn't bring that many because it just shows where we're sitting. There's nothing much on it except to show us where we're sitting in the cathedral. So it looks like this year when you walk into the cathedral, we're going to be on the left side, more toward the back. The pews will be marked. It'll say St. Madeline Sophie High Springs, so there won't be any doubt. But that, and there's going to be ushers there to help direct you. Again, our cathedral is not that big, so they have to break up the diocese into three separate rites of election, so to speak. I think there's probably going to be, I don't know if there's going to be one in the morning because